Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey family, this is King Caruso, the Black History Buff. Come, let's walk and talk. Quick shout out to Colleen, who caught last week's keyword. I've sent your Patreon access. This week, we're back to comments for a shout out, so listen up for today's word. Now, I've got a story that's going to make you think a bit differently about city living and what we're doing to our bodies without even knowing it. I always say history is made every day. And today, we're talking about a groundbreaking study that's changing everything we thought we knew about gut health in Africa. This story is about a pattern that goes back generations and it connects to every single one of us in the diaspora. So, here's what's happened. Scientists from the University of the Witwatersrand in South Africa, working with Stanford, just published the largest gut microbiome study ever done on the African continent. We're talking about 1,801 women from Burkina Faso, Ghana, Kenya, and South Africa. Published in Nature, and for those who don't know, Nature is one of the most prestigious scientific journals in the world. When your research gets published there, that's the scientific equivalent of winning a Grammy. And what they found should worry every single one of us. The researchers looked at women from 6 different communities: rural farming villages, transitioning rural areas, and dense urban settlements. What they discovered was stark urbanization is literally killing the beneficial bacteria in our guts. In rural West African communities, places where people still farm and live close to the land, the gut microbiome was rich and diverse. These people had bacteria called Treptonomia that's supposed to be completely wiped out in urban environments. Now, why does this even matter? These gut bacteria are like our body's manufacturing plant. They break down fiber from traditional foods, produce vitamins, and they train our immune system and protect us from disease-causing microbes. When we lose them, we lose protection that our ancestors had for thousands of years. Dr. Olubeyo, one of the lead researchers, explained it perfectly. Geography largely shapes microbiome differences, with some species thriving in rural areas and others in industrial settings. But in the cities, it's a different story entirely. Urban populations showed massive losses of the beneficial bacteria. Food deserts, areas where you've got plenty of cheap processed food, but fresh healthy options cost a fortune, were devastating gut health. This pattern isn't new. We've seen something similar happen across Africa for over a century, just in different forms. So let me take you back to the colonial period, when European powers carved up Africa in the 1800s. They didn't just steal land, they fundamentally restructured how people lived and ate. Colonial authorities forced African populations into urban centres to work in mines and on plantations. Traditional food systems that had sustained communities for centuries were dismantled. In places like Uganda, colonial governments extracted massive wealth from peasant producers through taxation and unfair pricing. Colonial authorities systematically undervalued cash crops, with farmers receiving far less market value for their cotton and coffee while being forced to pay heavy taxes. Even economists who supported Uganda's colonial development acknowledged the exploitation. One wrote, "For more than a decade, the powers coir growers were consistent losers, and losers on a very substantial scale. The wealth was extracted, but the people were pushed into cities where they lost connection to traditional foods and farming. The British actually documented something called Kawashi Hikor, which means severe childhood nutrition, but they blamed it on African ignorance rather than the colonial economic system that was destroying food security. Classic victim blaming, while they were literally stealing people's ability to feed themselves properly. We fast forward to today. Excuse me, so sorry to disturb you, but you look like you love Black History. And if I'm right, you need to check out the Black History Buff Village over on Patreon. There's no ads or annoying interruptions like this. Just post after post of beautiful Black History. When you get a minute, please check it out. You won't regret it. Links in the description. All right, I'm off now. Bye. And we're seeing the same pattern accelerate. Post-independence urbanization has exploded across Africa. In 1960, only Johannesburg had 1 million people. By 2009, there were 52 African cities that size. Lagos went from 665,000 people in 1963 to over 8 million by 2000. But here's what's really troubling. The study found that people in informal settlements, those dense, under-resourced urban areas, had microbiomes that showed both urban and rural features. The translation? They're caught between worlds, losing the benefits of traditional lifestyles, but not getting the infrastructure of modern cities. And if you're wondering how this connects us to the diaspora, just look at the health disparities Black Americans, British, and Europeans face. Higher rates of diabetes, heart disease, higher rates of obesity. I think some of this traces right back to the same disruptions in gut health that started with forced urbanization and dietary colonization. Here's something that really got me. This study looked at over 1,800 women across four countries, specifically 1,801 women. That's the largest population representative survey of African gut microbiomes that there has ever been. So, drop 1,800 in the comments if you caught that. The first one wins this week's shout out. Now, whilst this study is groundbreaking, you may have some questions, such as who's funding this research and what happens with these findings? Because we've seen plenty of studies on African populations that benefit Western pharmaceutical companies more than the people being studied. The good news is that this was led by African scientists at Wits University, working in partnership with communities every step of the way. Dr. Olubeyo emphasized that understanding African gut health helps establish baselines for this population specifically, not just applying Western standards to African bodies. But will this knowledge actually help African communities, or will it just lead to expensive probiotics being marketed to people who can't afford them, while the underlying issues, food systems, urban planning, and economic inequality remain unchanged? We'll just have to wait and see. I think this should hit close to home for all of us, family. Whether your ancestors came from West Africa through the slave trade, or your more recent immigrants, you're still on the continent. This research shows how environment and food systems directly impact our health at the cellular level. We've known for generations that our health suffers when we're disconnected from traditional foods and ways of life. Now, science is proving exactly how that happens, literally in our guts, where trillions of microbes help determine everything from immunity to mental health. If you want to dive deeper into stories like this that connect health, history, and our communities, check out the Black History Buff on Patreon. That's where you can help to share the stories that I cover next and get access to extended research on topics like this. Look, this study matters because it's African scientists reclaiming the narrative about African health. For too long, research on African populations was done to us, not with us. This project involved communities from study design to reporting results. But the bigger picture is sobering. As urbanization continues across Africa and the diaspora, we're literally losing beneficial microbes that protected our ancestors for thousands of years. And once they're gone from a population, they might be gone forever. The question isn't whether urbanization will continue, because it will. The question is whether we can find ways to preserve the health wisdom embedded in traditional ways of life while building cities that actually serve our communities. That's today's update from me, King Caruso, the Black History Buff. Remember, if stories like this matter to you, Black History Buff on Patreon is where you can help decide what we cover next. Until next time, stay blessed, family. Hey, you stay till the end credits like only the smartest of people do. Listen, if you stuck around this long, you sound like the kind of person who might really enjoy my Patreon. Over there, you'll get access to hundreds of ad-free posts, early access to videos and recordings, bonus content, and whatever else I can think of to add value to your life. And you can join for free. Plus, if you join a paid tier, you'll get your name in the end credits of videos and that warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping me make the show bigger and better. You can find me by searching for Black History Buff on Patreon or by using the link in the description. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you'll stick around for more episodes and share them with your friends. Till next time, stay blessed.